show built for you, a nation of music fans. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. It is Thursday. We are feeling good. This is Ash London Live, and we have got 3.5 hours of musical magic ready for you guys. Tonight is your last chance to get on the standby list to meet Camila Cabello in Hollywood. We are giving away this prize tomorrow. Plus, you can head to Lollapalooza Berlin thanks to Busabout. We've got stacks of movie tickets. We've got tickets to see Lainey and Draco. You stepping on up in the world, taking over to the Draco takeover. You interviewed the cast of Love, Simon.
Yeah, they were here over the weekend and I got to speak to them on Monday. Catherine Langford and Nick Robinson, whose birthday it is today as well.
Happy birthday, Nick Robinson. Everyone's frothing over this film.
It's so good. I've already seen it 3 times. I'm going to keep seeing it more. We've got tickets to give away. We're going to speak to them about the movie.
Amazing. Wonderful. Cannot wait to kick this Thursday night in the
privates.
Yeah, the privates. I always forget which word to say instead of the naughty word. Let's kick things off in style with a bit of Drizzy Drake and God's Plan on Ash London Live.
My name's Simon. For the most part, my life is totally normal. I'm just like you, except I have one huge ass secret. Nobody knows I'm gay. Disclaimer, this is about to get romantic as F.
Oh, it's Draco's favorite movie, Love, Simon. He's seen it 3 times, so it made sense. So when the stars were in town for a junket, I can't hog the interviews and go in there. I mean, obviously, I would have had fun, but the interview should be done by the true fan. It's just like if Ricky Martin was here and someone else in our network tried to do the interview. Like, even if it was like Kate Langbrook, who is my hero, I worship the ground on which she walks. Yeah. If she was interviewing Ricky Martin, I'd storm into the room. And fall on the ground. Like, I'd be so emotional. So it made sense, Draco, that you did this interview. So I'll let you introduce it for the people that don't make sense.
Okay, yes. Love, Simon. It's out today. It stars Catherine Langford, who's Australian from Perth. Ooh. And she's in 13 Reasons Why. And Nick Robinson, who's been in like 1,000 things, including Jurassic Park. They're the 2 main stars of this movie. I got to sit down and chat with them on Monday. Are you ready?
I'm so excited because I haven't heard this. You always do such a wonderful job, so I'm very excited.
Here we go.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
And welcome to Australia, Nick.
Thank you.
Have you been here before, right?
Once, yeah.
Yeah, a while ago?
2 years ago.
So it's been a while. 2 Australians in the film, Keenan and you, obviously, Catherine. Mm. Did you learn anything about Australia when you guys were filming? Can you do an Australian accent?
No.
That was kind of okay. Can you only do one word?
No. Yeah, I can't only... I can't do Australian.
It's kind of hard. Daniel Radcliffe is the only famous person I know that can do it. He did a movie. It was really weird. Mm. But he did an Australian accent. Because your American accent's insane.
Oh, thank you.
Like, halfway through 13 Reasons Why, I was like, who is this bitch? I was, like, Googling you. I was like, she's from Perth? Because the only accent I can do is, like, Valley Girl. It's really bad. I sound like a cheerleader.
Let's hear it.
I'm like, hey, guys, you want to go to cheer practice?
That's
not bad.
I mean,
you fooled me. That's perfect.
Right?
I love it.
I know. What do you know about Australia? Anything?
What do I know about Australia? Well, my grandma's from Australia, actually. My grandma's from Sydney, so I've got some Australian roots.
You could live here. You could get, like, a passport.
I guess I could. Is that how that works? If you have family members?
Yeah, grandparents.
Oh, great. I'll have to look into that.
Would you move here?
Potentially.
Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. I'm happy at home.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea how amazing this movie is. I mean, like, you are changing people's lives around the world. Young kids that are growing up and don't know what they're talking about and what they want to do and what's wrong with them, some people might think. Obviously, nothing's wrong with them. Mm. But, Catherine, for you, I mean, 13 Reasons Why had a lot of things behind it. This has a lot of themes behind it that are important to lives at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that something you look at when you're picking projects, making content that matters?
I mean, it's not something that I necessarily look at. And I think both with Love, Simon, which I was actually cast in before 13 Reasons Why I even wrapped, and 13 Reasons Why, I didn't necessarily pick with any social agenda, but I think it's something that, having been lucky to be a part of, it's something that I find to be very fulfilling, both as an artist and a person. And I think it kind of is instigated or made me kind of think more about my platform and using my voice and helping people feel empowered and telling stories like these.
Mm. I don't know if you stayed for the screening yesterday, but, like, it's not a thing in Australia where people, like, stand up and clap at the end of a movie. In America, it kind of is. I've seen movies there and people, like, stand up. Not a thing here. But all 3 times I've seen Love, Simon so far, the whole cinema is like clapping and cheering. Mm. When you were making this, Nick, were you like, this is an important piece of work that I'm doing?
I think we were definitely aware of what we were making and why it was important, but we didn't know how it was going to play with audiences. So to actually be in this situation where people are cheering and clapping for, you know, like that Ferris wheel scene, it's really cool. It's always really validating when people are responsive to all the work that you put into something.
Every gay person I know, which is like, let me give the hot tip, everyone, they're like, I wish I had something like this growing up. Do you think it's going to help people come out? I mean, like, Kenan came out when you were filming, Joey came out before the movie came out. Is this something that you think could start help a conversation? If a kid's like, I think I'm gay, how do I talk to people? Go and see this movie?
The beauty of this film, I mean, at its core, it's a love story and it's a piece of entertainment. And I think the other great thing is that it's so accessible, whether you are gay or straight or a member of the queer community, whatever. It's an overround, very accessible film. But I think it definitely and ultimately has a real potential to start discussion at the very least. Also maybe help promote also understanding and acceptance and maybe help people come out or understand what's going on within them. But if you live like in a town in the middle of nowhere or a rural town or a community and you don't know anyone like you who's gone through this, who do you talk to and who do you know and how do you know that you feel normal? And I think that this film is so great because it has that representation and you can hear a story that may be yours, which helps you feel not so alone.
There's a lot of like classic high school movie motifs and themes in this movie. You guys do a lot of things. So you go to Halloween party. Favorite Halloween costume you guys have ever done?
Ever? Well, last year I liked my costume a lot.
What was it?
I was post-retirement David Letterman, so I had a big beard, a cap, wandering around.
Catherine?
Yeah. I've never done Halloween except for in the film, and I was Yoko. Yeah.
So it has to be Yoko Ono then?
Yeah, has to.
And how do you take your coffee? Because you guys do a lot of iced coffee in this movie.
Cream and sugar.
Iced coffee with almond milk, no sweetener.
Snap.
Yes.
Me too.
Double snap.
Guys, thank you so much. You're the best. This movie's incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful job, Draco.
Was that okay?
It was so good. It had humor. It had heart. And the best part was you insinuating that you know every gay boy in Sydney. And it's true, obviously.
I know everyone. Everyone knows me. I know everyone.
Well done, darling. That was really, really great. So Love, Simon is out today. We highly recommend that everybody go and see this film. And if you want to win a double pass to it, just give us a call right now on 131060. We would love to hook you up. From the soundtrack of the film Love, Simon, this is Khalid and Normani with Love Lies. You're on Ash London Live.
Hey, this is Chris Watts on Ash London Live.
Well, it is always exciting here at Ash London Live when we have someone in for the very first time, and that is happening right now in the form of one Chris Watts. Welcome.
What's happening?
Just living my best life, as are you, it seems.
Awesome.
You're killing it. It's so exciting for you.
I'm trying to do my best,
Well, before we get into all the music, for people who are listening who don't know you, may have never heard of you before, and you've got like four sentences, let's say, to just give a bit of a fill-in from like, who you are, where you're from, what you do, and just a quick little, for instance, Ash London, 31, radio presenter, live in Melbourne. People get it now.
Yeah, Chris, 25, living around the corner in Port Melbourne.
Cool.
And I'm just vibing my Thursday at the moment.
Vibing your Thursday like a badass bitch. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So you're 25 now. At what point in the journey of your life were you like, you know what? I reckon I'm going to try and make a crack at this singing thing.
Yeah, so I finished high school and was playing music for like 3-4 years.
So you were that kid in high school that was the musical prodigy?
Well, no, not really. Like, I didn't like doing the plays. I didn't really like being the front person. And then when you write your own stuff, you kind of have to be the front person, which is all right. And then finally, it kind of got bigger and bigger, and then I thought, oh, crap, I'm going to have to, like, start to do this full time now, so which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But it just kept getting bigger and bigger until I was like, I really need to concentrate on this more now. Yeah.
It's exciting. And Science is the single, and it's a bit of a, like, a heartbreak, but then kind of a good heartbreak in the sense that, like, yes, we're done, we've moved on. Does that mean that there's now someone kind of out there in the world that hears that song and they're like, I get it, man?
The person definitely knows.
Really?
Who that's about.
It's a badass song.
Thank you.
I only just listened to it the first time like yesterday.
Thank you.
And then that's why I got the names confused. I got into the old back catalogue, the beauty of Spotify, because you just put someone's name in and then all of a sudden I'm hearing Amy Shepherd singing. I'm like, What's that? You're friends with Shepherd? Or you just like met at a bar one night?
We met on Facebook.
Cool.
We met on Facebook and then
everyone meets these days.
I know, that's
on the computer.
Thing. And then we wrote this song together from Brisbane and that was 2 years ago now.
Really?
That's why I'm busting to drop this this song, Science.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you toured with Scott Hellman because you guys have got a similar vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
Like cool lyrics, super melodic, just pop, a good pop.
Sick.
Because I love pop music.
Yeah.
And for too long, I think there's been a stigma around pop.
But totally.
It's popular. Everyone loves it.
I know. I always say that. John May once said, pop just means popular. I'm exactly. Just like, that's so true.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have to talk about the whole Elton John thing a million times, but who really gets tired of talking about it? Elton John's a fan of your work.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, actually.
That's ridiculous. And you have a photo with him and everything.
Yeah, we're at Down the Green, the support act for Elton John.
Do you get a call or an email where someone goes, hey, so how do you feel about supporting Elton John?
Well, I got the email and I wrote back to my agent and said, like Elton John or like a cover at Elton John. He's like, no, Elton
like
John.
Like Baba.
And then
Baba.
I was like, again, I was like, the support or like in a tent somewhere near that day. And they were like, no, the support for Elton John. I was like, yeah, sure.
Well, like you mean like at the service station?
Yeah,
out to the winery.
Just didn't believe it.
So what's next for you? Are we working towards an album?
I've just been writing for the last like 2 years.
That's crazy.
So I've just been getting this big deck of songs and finally it's just great to have one of those songs drop. So just non-stop writing at the moment.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, the song Signs, I love it. Well done.
Thank you.
It's such a bop.
Appreciate it.
And I mean that. It's actually a bop because you bop along and you're like feeling it.
Yeah, yeah.
And good luck making just fun pop music, man. Have fun.
Thank you, Ash.
Let's get Chris Watts' new single Signs on the air now. It's a first play on Ash London Live.
Relive everything online now. Just search Ash London Live on social.